Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Bailey, editor-in-chief at Horse's Mouth, and I'm joined by Debbie Taylor, independent financial planner from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and author of Horse's Mouth's My Journey to 1 Million and Beyond, the systems and processes that get you there. Welcome, Debbie. And today we're going to talk about a very interesting visual feature you've added to your client meetings in recent years. You call it your financial future. So why don't we step back a second, Debbie, and tell us what was going on with you and your client service before you created this unique visual? And then we'll discuss how you created it and how well it's been received.
Well, so for years, Sean, we have been trying to provide comprehensive wealth management services, covering estate planning, tax planning, reviewing tax returns, gifting, legacy, reviewing clients, you know, debt, their mortgages, all kinds of things. And one of the challenges that we had is that clients didn't realize all the services that we offered, and so then they would sometimes go elsewhere to get those services, or they would struggle and try to make decisions on their own and come to us after they've made, you know, perhaps a bad decision. And so we started realizing that clients aren't aware of the full array of services, you know, and in certain respects, we really weren't communicating it that well because it was, you know, really being handled more of an ad hoc basis. We'd identify a need, something would come up, and we'd address it. And so what we wanted to do is get something in front of clients that very comprehensively laid out and very simply on one page, basically the full array of services.
Right. And so, you know, we've discussed this before, and I think the other challenge you were having basically is that you want your clients with you to pursue goals-based financial planning and engage them in that process, but that was like pulling teeth, basically.
Yeah, it was. And so, again, the challenge here is people don't know what they don't know, and particularly if they haven't had a very good financial planning experience in the past or no experience, or they were self-directed trying to manage their own money. You know, they have no sense of the capabilities that we have here, and so they don't even know the questions to ask. They don't even know the things to present in front of us. And so really, it did a lot of things, but one of them was it's a conversation starter for these clients. Other clients, it's a great checklist where they'll literally go through and go, you know, review each box, check, check. And then for other clients, it actually triggers things that they did want to talk to us about, but were perhaps forgetting or was slipping their mind. And so it does a lot of things.
So, well, let's talk about this. You call it your financial future, and people listening, you know, can actually see it embedded in the article down below. But why don't you just, you know, step us through just a tiny bit, like, you know, how you decided, you know, these, it's got like six, seven buckets in essence, seven columns, and just step us through that a tiny bit and also tell us a little bit about, you know, how you created the visual and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so we wanted something on one page, and we wanted something that covered, you know, the different areas, sort of the different primary areas that we practice in. And so that's where you see, you know, starting at the top and talking about, you know, estate planning or legacy or tax issues. And so that's how we started. And we wanted to make it, you know, easy to follow and not too crowded.
Tell us about the first time you used it with a prospect and how they responded to it.
Yeah, so we pull out the chart, and we still refer to it in every single meeting. We have a copy in the conference room, on the table when the client is there, every single meeting, because we feel that that refresher makes sense. But, you know, the first time we started pulling it out, you know, the client didn't realize, you know, all of the things that we were capable of doing or the prospect. And it actually, you know, helped us to close business because they're sitting there and they're looking at all the value add, all the value that you're bringing to the relationship. And for many clients, they realize that what they're currently getting or what they're currently trying to do on their own, you know, essentially pales in comparison to this level of service.
Right, right. I think you mentioned that you had a client who had been evaluating a number of options, and he was looking at Fidelity and paying 50 basis points, but he realized, looking at your financial future chart, in essence, it answered the questions that he knew, you know, Fidelity could not answer, that Fidelity could not, you know, talk to him about a lot of these important topics, But you were able to talk with him and show him these are all the different things you do. And so in essence, the chart answered a bunch of questions for him and resolved some concerns he had as he was comparing you and a higher fee versus Fidelity and a lower fee. And so that's great. It means it's a persuasive visual. What about some of your existing clients who suddenly, been with you for years, but then suddenly this is showing up in their agenda packets before their meeting? How did they respond to this stuff?
Yeah, so for most clients, it is a welcome thing to be looking at, because what we're finding more and more is clients have pretty busy and complicated lives, particularly as they're growing older. So they have adult children that they're worried about. They have estate planning. They might be caring for an elderly relative. And so there's just, so many different planning issues going on, and yet folks don't realize that we're available to help them, that we have expertise in these areas, we have experience in these areas. They think they're the only people going through this. I mean, it's amazing how folks will think that way, like they're the only ones struggling with these issues. And that's just not the case. And so it's a way to, start these conversations, let them know you're here to support them. And then to your point about this Fidelity, this person from Fidelity, or that was actually reviewing Fidelity and then decided to come on board with us, is more and more you see that these prospects and clients have a very clear choice that they might not have been aware of, even just a few years ago. And they can self-direct, or they can go to some type of robo or digital platform and pay a stripped-down fee just to have, an asset allocation strategy. And for some people, that does make sense. And then what you're going to have are these other folks that do want these additional services, that do have more complex things going on in their life, do need the hand-holding and the support. And we need to then communicate well to these people what we're able to do and show our value. Otherwise, those folks are not going to come to us, or they're not going to stay with us anymore. So I think it is a huge change maker. I think a chart like this is one of many steps that we need to be doing to differentiate ourselves from those lower cost type platforms. So I think it's a huge game changer and an absolute necessity.
Yeah, I have to agree. And it's amazing that all that can be conveyed in one simple but clearly laid out chart. So, okay, Debbie, well, that does it for today. Thanks so much. I want to remind everyone listening that Debbie and Horse's Mouth are organizing a 2-day training for advisors later this spring. It's called the My Journey to 1 Million and Beyond Workshop, How to Beat the Robos, Clobber the Competition, and Jumpstart Your Practice. And at that workshop, you'll learn about how Debbie has used this this wonderful chart with her clients, but also so many other things she's done with her business over the years, many of which are discussed in her fantastic book, My Journey to 1 Million. So stay tuned for details, and hopefully we'll see you this spring. Okay, thanks, Debbie. Bye.
Thanks, Sean.